and a group called Fata Morgana from the United States, formerly from Ukraine, and that was Homilia. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макуарі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Павліна Демчак-Макуарі, your host, and I am so glad to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar will be along with an extra lazy pierogi casserole recipe for all of those of you who are tired of pinching or don't have the time, here is a great substitute for pierogi lovers. As well, an interview with Marta Tomku, one of the producers of the documentary film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide. And we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a group from Poland. They are called Berkut. This is from an album called Berkut 3, and a song about one of those things that makes the world go round, also can get people into a lot of trouble. It is called Hroshi, or money.
Сонце хоче горіти, а вітер розтягнув крила за грошима, а місяць ясно споглядає на землі. Згадай, мила, любов не можна собі купити, а сльози потопились десь за хмарами. На щастя добрим серцем хочу думати. А ти дайте гроші, яких ніхто не купить, дайте гроші, щоб мати, щоб бути, дайте гроші, яких ніхто не згубить, дайте гроші, щоб так на щастя жити. Сказала ти, уся земля тремтить, коли життя болить, як іскра ще в тобі горить, дай мені сни. Поглянь, люба, ти не дивись, я буду серед мрів, в палких обіймах ночі листя шелестить, цілуй мене щоденно зранку і вночі. А ти дайте гроші, яких ніхто не купить, дайте гроші, щоб мати, щоб бути, дайте гроші, яких ніхто не згубить, дайте гроші, щоб так на щастя жити. Дайте гроші, яких ніхто не купить, дайте гроші, щоб мати, щоб бути, дайте гроші, яких ніхто не згубить. Дайте гроші, щоб так на щастя жити. Дайте гроші, яких ніхто не купить. Дайте гроші, щоб мати, щоб бути. Дайте гроші, яких ніхто не згубить, дайте гроші, щоб так на щастя жити.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Yeah!
And Jana Bondaruk from Ukraine with Червона Рута, The Red Rue. Up next is Dunai from Toronto. This is from their first CD, Obkrujel Yasvit, I Search the World, and Techa Voda Kalamutna, Muddy Waters Flowing.
Через тебе з ночі бита, я не сумна, ледь сердита. Через тебе з ночі бита, била мене мати зночі, за Іванкові карі очі, ще казала, куди би ти, що Іванка не любити, ще казала, куди би ти, що Іванка не любити.
Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. For those of you who have asked for my extra lazy pierogi casserole recipe, I'll be giving it later, so get your pencils ready. How could we possibly eat vareniki or pierogi without fried onions? The onion is possibly the most indispensable vegetable flavoring in Ukrainian cookery. Onion, like garlic, belongs to the lily family. There are many varieties, varying in shape, size, weight, color, and pungency. The cause of the onion's strong smell and flavor is a volatile oil which is rich in sulfur compounds. Onions are used in the cookery of practically every country in the world. Without them, most cookery would be flavorless. A tip to remember is to peel onions under running water to avoid tears. A Ukrainian folk method to prevent tears is to put a piece of bread between the teeth so that it sticks out. To grate onion, grate on the coarse side of a grater. Grated onion adds a more powerful flavor to a dish than its equivalent chopped. Onions contain calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, sulfur, potassium, sodium, iron, as well as vitamins A, B, and C. Onions are also potent antioxidants. For the very lazy or hurried modern cook, there is onion salt, onion powder, and dehydrated onion available at any supermarket. now for the extra lazy vareniki or pierogi casserole. First, line a pan with some cooked lasagna noodles, probably about 3 or 4. Then mix about 2 cups of cottage cheese, an egg, and some onion salt together and spread over the noodles. Cover with another layer of cooked noodles. Mix 1 cup of shredded cheddar cheese with 2 cups of mashed potatoes, some onion salt, and pepper, and spread this over the noodles. Cover with another layer of cooked noodles. Sauté some chopped onions with butter and some salt, and pour over the noodles. Bake 30 minutes at 350 degrees, covered. Let stand 10 minutes before cutting. Serve with yogurt or sour cream. This basic recipe lends itself to many variations. Try a feta cheese, a sauerkraut filling, sauerkraut and mushroom, cabbage or cabbage and ham, ground leftover meat or fish. Indeed, there is nothing like the Ukrainian traditional pierogi or vareniki. However, this is a nice and easy pierogi casserole that is great for busy cooks and, believe me, a crowd pleaser. So until next time, happy cooking. Try it. It's Ukrainian. Sort of.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Мальчовані шкарпетки, а я стою в бальоновім плащі. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валить по стрісі. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валить по стрісі. Я би хотів ти подзвонити, як і швар, як прав телефон, а я стою в бальоновім плащі. Я би вжив його за ноги, добре пальнув до дороги, аж би з нього повилазили мозги. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валить по стріші. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валит по стріші. Закрила шліпаки. Я бы взял за ті долоні, притулив би їх до варків, цілював би м ці, цілував би м цілу ніч. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валить по стрісі. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валить по стрісі.
Ukraine, that was Hutsul Hulahan and a song called Teplý Dosh, Warm Rain. Up next, a group from Montreal. They're actually a duet. Mark Bednarczyk and Roman Kostek, they comprise Privit. Here they are now with a song from their first CD, Bereh Nadi, Shores of Hope, and Solovey Troyanda, The Nightingale and the Rose.
Соловей закохався в троянду, у троянду червону, як кров. Він признався палкому коханні, обіцяв їй довічну любов. Він поклявся, що буде складати лиш для неї любовні пісні, і щоночі їх буде співати, щоб їх чула троянда у сні. Але горда червона троянда жартувала собі солов'я. Ти співаєш вночі про кохання і щебечеш солодкі слова. Та якщо мене справді кохаєш, заспівай серед білого дня. Хай всі квіти в саду моїм знають, що здобула любов твою я. Сонце засяло і прокинувся з гамором день. Соловейка над тіня пропало до весняних любовних пісень. А вночі як заснула троянда, та троянда червона як кров. Він і пісню найкращу востаннє заспівав про незбутну любов. А вночі як заснула троянда, та троянда червона як кров. Він їй пісню найкращу востаннє заспівав про незбутну любов. Заспівав про незбутну любов. Заспівав про незбутну любов.
Ви слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to «Наш голос» with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушнечок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
Якби не мороз, якби не мороз, та й не залягла роса, той пішла бим я, той пішла бим я до Тернополя й боса.
якби не мороз, якби не мороз, та й не залігла роса, той пішла бим я, той пішла бим я до Тернополя й воса, той пішла бим я, той пішла бим я до Тернополя й боса. А в Тернополі, а в Тернополі церква мальована. Ой, там дівчина, ой, там дівчина, примушений шлюб брала. Ой, там дівчина, ой, там дівчина, примушений шлюб брала. Ой, скажи мені, ти примушений шлюбе, чи біда мені, чи гаразд мені, із нелюбочком буде. Чи біда мені, чи гаразд мені, із нелюбочком буде. Як буде гаразд, як буде гаразд, то буду його любити. Як буде біда, як буде біда, то піду ще топити. Як буде біда, як буде біда, душа топити.
Was the Cossack System and Taras Chabai, who actually were in Canada not too long ago in September at the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, and that song was called Do Ternopolia. Up next is Cherem Shena from Montreal, from their CD Postish Kachmri, Along Paths of a Dream. Here they are now with Smirichka I Kashtan, the chestnut and the pine tree.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
The long-awaited film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, is now available on DVD. Created by producer Marta Tomku and Hollywood film director Bobby Lee, this is the first U.S. film to spotlight the deliberate death by starvation of millions of Ukrainians in 1932 and 33. Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, sheds light on a dark chapter in human history, which to this day, some still deny happened. DVD and more information at holodomorthemovie.com.
Hollywood producer Marta Tomku and film director Bobby Lee are the creators of Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide. This film has been years in the making and has recently been released on DVD. I was fortunate to connect with both Marta and Bobby by telephone. They kindly agreed to talk about the film and the making of it. The interview will be aired in two parts on the program. This week we'll be hearing from Marta, who responded in detail to my question about how it all got started.
We went to a Holodomor Memorial Service in Los Angeles in 2006, and at that point, we decided to do the movie. And then I'm the one who said, let's make this movie. And then Bobby says, no, I'm not a documentary filmmaker. And I says, yes, let's just grab a camera and go. Let's just make this movie. So we decided at that point to make this documentary film together. And it was just Bobby and I, we're independent filmmakers based here in Los Angeles. We didn't have any big studio backing or anything, and then for a year we researched all the information that we could possibly find on the Holodomor because there was not enough on the internet. So we talked to different people, went to archival sources. Mr. Bohdan Federak in Detroit provided access to me to his declassified archival files from Washington, D.C. between 1928 and 1935, which I perused over the course of a month or so. And we looked for Holodomor survivors all over the world, all over the United States, in Canada and in Ukraine, and we found some. And then we asked for donations. Well, first of all, we started this with our own independent funds, and then we realized we needed help from the Ukrainian diaspora because to make a film is a big undertaking, and it's an expensive undertaking. So we asked for help from the Ukrainian diaspora, and then we got funds from the Ukrainian diaspora to help us complete this movie, and then we just went forward.
Okay, you said there was a Holodomor commemoration back in 2006, and you and Bobby went to see
this. Yes, that is correct.
Was this like something new to you in 2006, was it just new to Bobby, or how is it that in 2006 it was all of a sudden the catalyst to make this movie?
No, it was not new to me because both my parents are from Ukraine. I'm of Ukrainian heritage. Ukrainian was my first language. Even though I was born in the U.S., I went to Ukrainian kindergarten, schools, nursery school, high school and everything, and I was brought up in a tight-knit Ukrainian community in Detroit, Michigan. So I've known about Holodomor, but this was the first time that Bobby heard about it. Well, actually, my mother told Bobby about Holodomor once before, but then so it was the first time that Bobby heard the details about Holodomor. So it was all new to Bobby. So Bobby said, how come he was a history buff? And he said, how come he's never heard of Holodomor before? So, and then we decided that it's time somebody should do something to let people know about what happened, the horrible tragedy suffered by the Ukrainian people. So we decided that it's time to make a documentary because the film medium is one of the furthest reaching mediums that goes all over the world outside of music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm finding it interesting to hear you say that, but I'm realizing that you're in the States, and here in Canada, our population of Ukrainian Canadians is about equal to the population of Ukrainian Americans. But the percentage, you know, we've got 10 times the concentration here in Canada. So you don't find very many people who don't know anything about Ukraine, which is not the case in the States. So have you felt the difference?
Well, I haven't traveled much throughout Canada. The only places in Canada I've been are Windsor and Toronto and Montreal and Quebec City. We filmed in Toronto. And my mother lived after Ukraine. She came and she lived in Toronto. So I can only speak about Toronto. There's a huge, closely knit Ukrainian community. Mm-hmm. And we went into the Ukrainian community and we found survivors and we interviewed survivors there. And there was a Holodomor event going on. There was a 3-day event and we were invited to that and we participated in that as well in Toronto. So I can't really intelligently give an answer to your question because I don't really know Canada well enough to compare. But Bobby is Canadian descent. His family is from New Brunswick, but he is he's an American, so he's not Ukrainian.
So he's a history buff. He didn't know anything about Holodomor, and this was a surprise to him, and you both felt that more people should know about it, so you made this film. Did you connect up with anybody that had been researching? Did you get a chance to talk to James Mace before he died?
No, we did not meet James Mace or talk to him before he died. But after we did all our research and when we were already filming in Ukraine, we met with his wife, who told us about his story and everything. So yes, and interviewed his wife in our film as well. Taras Hunchak, who's an expert historian scholar, professor emeritus out of Rutgers University, who's very knowledgeable, he contacted us, and we were in touch with him as well. So he volunteered to help us with the research and the information, providing the information for our film to make sure that it's as accurate as possible. And so he was a researcher, expert historian, scholar, and co-writer of the film with Bobby.
Mm. So nobody in the States then has made a documentary or any kind of a film to do with Holodomor. Everything's been elsewhere out of the country in the as far as the diaspora goes.
That's true. We are the first Americans to make a documentary film about Holodomor in the United States.
Mm. So the film was released when, Marta?
We officially released it this year, earlier this year in the spring. And we're currently distributing it ourselves. The film was officially released this spring in March of this year of 2012. And we are distributing it ourselves initially, and we are looking for a massive, you know, a major distributor, but we also have to be very, very, very careful who we distribute this film to, because some people were not happy with us making this film. I had a very interesting experience when I was working in Moscow on Mission Impossible 4, where, of course, I was scouting the Kremlin, so in order to get to the Kremlin, you need to have a deep background check and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. So even though I did not tell anybody that I was made a film about Holodomor, I'm sure they knew. And I was followed, and my room was searched on 3 separate occasions. My computer was hacked into, and I had some very interesting dealings with this one man from the FSB, formerly with the KGB.
Oh, dear.
And then also when we were in Ukraine, we encountered people who were Ukrainian, but they were saying, forget about making this film. Forget about Holodomor. Leave it in the past. Why bring up a painful past? Forget about it, and they got very, very angry. And even now, there are some people, after our film has come out, who have contacted us and said, why are you making this film? Forget about it. Let it go. Leave it in the past. But I'm like, no, it's very important for people to remember and to move forward, and people need to know their history to move forward.
Absolutely, yeah. I noticed in your film there is a lot of emphasis, and you had when we spoke off air earlier, you'd said that this was Bobby's idea, was to really focus on the labeling of Holodomor as genocide. And there's a big deal made in the film about that, which hasn't been in other documentaries that I've seen.
Yes, that was Bobby's idea, and Bobby created the whole look of the film and the whole He edited the film with the editor, and he spent a long time working on this. And I think Bobby would be the best person who could answer that question himself, and he's sitting right next to me. Would you like to ask him that question, perhaps?
I would absolutely love to ask him that question.
And we'll be bringing you Bobby's answer on next week's program. Meanwhile, if you'd like to order a copy of the DVD, you can send a check for $24.99 U.S. plus $10 shipping and handling to Holodomor the Movie, 8306 Wilshire Boulevard, number 947, Beverly Hills, California, 90211, or visit www.holodomorthemovie.com and purchase it online.
Land of Plenty, please tell me if it's true. Land of plenty, what did they do to you? Land of plenty, they stripped your wheat fields bare. Land of plenty, as if you were not there. Land of plenty, They stripped your wheat fields bare, land of plenty, as if you were not there. Land of plenty, your people lived off you, but it started in 1932. Land of plenty, your people you could feed, but that year you were robbed for foreign greed. Land of plenty, your people you could feed, but that year you were robbed for foreign greed. Land of plenty, your people could not eat. Satan's soldiers collected all your wheat in the name of an ideology that was written to give equality. In the name of an ideology that was written to give equality. Land of plenty refused the right to give, and Ukraine was refused the right to live. Land of plenty, as if you were not there. Land of plenty, the harvests of despair. Land of plenty, as if you were not there. Land of plenty, the harvests of despair. Land of plenty, 2 years with empty hands, and the world still refused to understand that your nation just wanted to be free. Land of plenty of 1933, yes, your nation just wanted to be free. Land of plenty of 1933.
And Stepan Pasichnik of London, England, also known as Ludwig, and an original composition of his, 1933, Land of Plenty, the story of Holodomor. Here's Sashko next. He is a storyteller and lyrnik player from Ukraine, and from his collection of songs and stories, Oy prišla smert, along came death.
Oy prišla smert, prišla smert, na порозі стала, годі вдова гуляти, пора уже вмирати, годі вдова гуляти, пора уже вмирати. Іди, смерте, іди проч, головоньки не морож, бо я часу не маю, бо за стями гуляю, бо я часу не маю, бо за стями гуляю. О, пішла смерть, пішла смерть, плачучи до Бога, ой, не можна вдови взяти, гуляє не Бога, ой, не можна вдови взяти, гуляє не Бога.
Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. On Saturday, the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress Vancouver branch is holding the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the Holodomor genocide by famine of 1932-33 in Ukraine. It'll take place at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Ukrainian Orthodox Church, 10765 135A Street in Surrey. In Victoria, the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the Holodomor genocide by famine will take place at Catbrill Bay United Church, 2625 Arbutus Road in Victoria, starting at 11 a.m. There will be a one-hour Pinaketa service followed by a famine banquet. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@contact.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com.
Козак за луна і сказав дівчино прощай, ти вольний вороненьки, скоро вирушай. Цілих ручок не ламай, ясних очі не стирай, мене звіли славою собі ожидай. Лучше було, лучше було б не ходить, лучше було, лучше було б не любить, лучше було, лучше було б хай не знать, чи тепер, чи тепер давай. Прийшла ручки заломивши, тяженько заплакав.
Як ти мене покидаєш, тільки Бог
постій, постій, козаче, твоя дівчина плаче, на кошти покидає, тільки подумай. Лучше було, лучше було не ходить, лучше було не любить, лучше було, хай не знать, як тебе пропадай.
That was Anatoly Rudenko and the Folklore Ensemble Kyiv with Jichał Kozak za Dunaj. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому висказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не закидай шляху камінням комусь, бо й тобі не прийдеться вертати колес. And our proverb of the week translates as, do not put barriers across someone's path, for you may have to travel on the same road. Well, that just about wraps it up for one more program here on Nash Holos. To take us home, we've got the Ukrainian Connection and Glenn's Polka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening, and Dobranich!